your shoulders in the mirror. From the park, when Dakota ran and brought you there. In the car, when your mother lost her temper. The catalog and the catastrophic smile. Let the bugles play the sermon on the rain. I kissed you on the face, I kissed you on the playground.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
My name is Daniela, and I agree. I would agree with that statement.
You would agree? You would concur?
I would. Henry, does my mic sound on to you?
Meh.
Yeah.
It's mic... Yeah, your mic should be on.
It is.
It sounds on.
So what the listeners don't know is that I have a beanie on, so I can't hear everything too well.
You're going to have to speak up. I'm wearing a beanie, you guys.
Guys, talk louder.
Somebody could say, Daniela, take your beanie off. To that, I would say,
put on.
Shut up.
I know, it's like, girl, take your beanie off.
Take your beanie off.
Your favorite song. Wow, some might call that a harmony.
Yeah, some may. Welcome back, everybody. We are reunited again. We are feeling the holiday spirit. We are feeling the crunch of finals.
We're feeling grateful.
We are feeling thankful. We are feeling spooky.
Mm.
We're feeling
hurt.
Proud to be Americans. We are feeling thankful for this Passover.
Yeah.
Excited that it is New Year's Day 2024. All the holidays. Every holiday. The holiday spirit is coursing through our veins right now.
It's really crazy. Our blood is running all of the colors, actually.
Yeah.
We're feeling prideful. So the theme of the show, which you guys will easily be able to guess, is, of course, Great Snowflakes for Winters.
Of course.
Your favorite holiday.
Yeah, the non-denominational snowflake day.
It's very exciting.
It's my favorite day of the year every year.
Aren't too cold. Poll for the listeners right now. I feel like it's unseasonably warm and that, like, it's been, like, above, like, most days are above 40. It hasn't snowed. Like, that's not winter in Massachusetts. But I was corrected today and told that actually it's pretty common that it's this weather at this time of year. So is it normal? What do you think, Henry?
I would agree with you in that I feel like it is kind of warm. It's sweatshirt weather. It's, like, sweater weather out. But... I feel like every time I've been at Tufts, it always stays warmer longer than I thought it would be. And then second semester, it stays colder longer than I thought it would be. Like, once we come back in January, it's going to be brick.
And that's going to be terrible.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, and talking about Jesus.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hope you're purple.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, Daniel and Henry. Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, everybody's saying, Daniela Henry, I really want you guys to play Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder off of Songs
like
of
right
the Key
now,
of Life.
Randomly,
like right now.
It just felt really
like right now, I need it.
This one goes out to Carter Wagner. I'm told to my dedicated.
All right. This one's for you, Carter.
Music. So guess what?
What? I don't know.
Taking off a day in life.
Can't name the feeling, man, that I get. All this shit, I'm going through a crisis. If you do this for me, you're the nicest. I'm the nicest, my sleep full of surprises. How many times I prayed? I prayed three. I'm not anxious, gotta play the game. And it's free, but not painless. I saw D&D, Silver Link, fuck a racer.
Wow, what a vibe switch there.
That was upsetting. We're sorry to our listeners.
You know, some really old classics right there. Sir Duke and then Blade, Be Nice to Me. Yeah, you know, that is a Christmas song. Ice Dancer, that's an icy album. There's another song in there called Frosty the Snowman. I could have played that. I didn't because I like Be Nice to Me better. Be Nice to Me was my gateway song to listening to Blade, my junior year of high school. And then slowly the parasite that like rots your brain enough that you can enjoy listening to Blade, that's completely taken over. Because I was just telling Daniela, Blade was my number one most listened to artist on Spotify of 2023. Let me see if I can pull up the exact
old
statistics.
Old habits die hard, huh? Henry?
Yeah. I don't know if I have it. I just know. Oh, we can go through my top five.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody cares.
Yeah, well, it's... I feel like my top five is pretty...
No, please. I do. Okay. Actually, I'm very curious.
Number one, Blade.
Yeah.
Number two, Weezer.
Jesus.
Number three, Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Number four, Pup.
I don't know Pup.
Pup was my breakup band.
Aww.
And number five...
Rest in peace.
Number five, Geese.
Yeah. You have Pup, you got Geese, you got Blade.
I got all the animals in there.
My favorite animal, the Blade.
I love my number one most famous animal in the entire world is the Blade.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to be literally. I've got to take my Blade on a walk.
Fuck, guys. Who didn't feed my Blade?
Henry, you're so poppy, except for the Weezer.
I listened to Weezer so much because I saw them in concert over the summer.
That's not why you listen to Weezer so much.
No, but I listened to them enough to get in my number five. Somebody proposed to somebody else at that Weezer concert.
Anyone who truly loves you knows that the way that you want to get proposed
to
is at a Weezer concert.
Your significant other proposing to you at the Weezer concert?
I hope whoever you end up marrying will do that for you. I'll make sure they know. Sorry.
Anyway.
You're doomed.
Speaking of Fiona Apple.
Run! Run as fast as you can.
That's me running.
The song that you're going to hear is Fast As You Can by Fiona Apple. It's a cool song, has a lot of shifts within it. My girl Aruhi, I don't know if she's listening right now, but if you are, this one's for you. I feel so dedicated tonight. I'm just proving to the listeners that I have...
Yeah, I'm gonna need to think about people to shout out. I have no friends.
Start making people up, Henry.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start. If this is your introduction to us, then it's just like Danielle is so popular and I have no friends. I'll make some friends up by the time I shout out my next song.
More or less.
street, you think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't spook easy, you won't go, but I know, and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run, free yourself up as fast as you can. Faithful man. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin, fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Sometimes my mind don't shape and shift, but most of the time it does. And I get to the place where I'm begging for a lift, or I'll drown in the wonders and the worst. And I'll be your girl.
People in my life I still don't know. Yeah, wandering. around, I just feel like a ghost in a well. Knowing you, you might have someone or yourself. You would tear everything apart if you found out everyone you love left someone else. Sometimes I wake up, I feel like I'm fluorescent holding you. Whole time it felt like someone else was looking up at me like I was a newborn baby. Everything around us feels unclean. My mama said that God sees everything. My daddy always taught me to say thank you, yes man, and no sir, yes please.
Cógela y córtala.
Wow, you just heard Sayoko by Rosalia off of Motomami. I love this album so much. It's so cool.
We were literally dancing in the studio.
Guys, we were literally dancing.
You wish you were there dancing with us.
We were literally dancing to this song in the studio just now, and you totally wish you are
you
us.
You should have seen us.
You should have seen us breaking it down. We were breaking it down. And before that, you heard God is a Circle by Yves Tumor.
Is God a Circle?
God is a Circle off of his album that has a really long name. It's right here. Praise the Lord who choose but which does not consume, or simply Hot Between Worlds. It's a stupid title. The album is cool. It came out sometime earlier this year. It's pretty. Yves Tumor is just like really maximalist, like pop rock music. He did a tour with Echo 2K, who collaborates with Blade all the time because they're in Drain Gang together. So there is a link, guys. There is a commonality between all the songs.
Guys,
I'm
this
playing.
Playlist is insanely poppy. I'm so sorry about that. If that's something you're into, though, actually, I would argue that the second half of this show is much more tame.
Yeah, the second half carries it. Guys, this is an emotional roller coaster of a playlist.
It really is. And then I had the audacity to start with Stevie Wonder. I could have given more thought to that. Very sorry about that. It hooked you, then we're like bombarding your ears and we'll chill with it.
This is a three-act play of a playlist right now.
And the first act is just Sir Duke.
Yeah, the first act is Sir Duke.
Stands alone.
Yeah.
Next song is Hot Pink by Let's Eat Grandma.
What? Let's what?
Let's Eat Grandma. Funny band name, huh? But
you want me to do what?
To who?
To who?
Two British girls, besties from like childhood, grew up, made hyperpop music. I love their little British accents that come through very strong in all of their music. And I think that's kind of similar to like more of like a Sophie vein of hyperpop as opposed to like Blade. I think this is a really cool one.
She built my wrist, I gotta ice it. Oh, okay. I want you to be a suicide kick.
Cause I don't know what to say with you. Fill my head with shame, cause you need someone to-
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
It's still going. Guys, we literally have no control over this. They timed it at the worst possible time.
They timed it during Hot Pink by Let's Eat Grandma.
We are so sorry and also very mad, both of us, about this.
Can you hear us? I'm texting a listener. No.
I was very confused when that happened.
Okay.
I'm still... confused.
Okay, it seems that we're heard right now. Guys, Jesus Christ, that was crazy. So sorry.
And I'm very mad about it.
We're freaking out. Like, this is it. It's over.
Yeah, we
Let's
were...
Let's not eat Grandma.
Okay. I won't eat her.
I hear you.
I hear you. I'm sorry. I won't.
That was freaky.
Yeah, I did not know what was going on. We unplugged the laptop and everything.
Okay, well, sorry about that. Good to know that shit works. And let's eat Grandma again.
Let's eat her one more time.
Cause I don't know what to say with you. Fill my head with shame, cause you need someone to blame. I'm just an object of disdain to you. I'm only 17. I don't know what you mean by my tongue. Now that's your cue. So-
My joints.
It's very meta, the song that you just heard.
It is extremely meta.
Because it's Radio by Lana Del Rey, famous LDR. Is it Lana Del Rey or a long distance relationship? It's the most prominent acronym everyone knows.
Which one is it? Yeah.
Radio from one of the older albums. We have Born to Die. Henry and I were just talking about Lana's progression of how, like, her early music. I don't know. Give me your explanation.
Yeah, my explanation. I was telling Daniela this, that I'm not a fan of early Lana, and I was saying, because it sounds like early Lana Del Rey to me sounds like if you gave a Lord song to, like, an electro swing group. And so, like, they did like an electro swing cover.
It's a little bit jazzy. It's overproduced.
Yeah, it's overproduced. And then they have, like, their weird, like, 1920s announcer voice woman who, like,
transatlantic.
She's like, yeah, transatlantic, and she's like, yeah, with your video games.
So, and I would argue that that is all true, and I like it for those reasons. Like, I acknowledge what it is, and will take it for that. But her more like Norman fucking Rockwell. That's a good album.
Amazing album.
More normal there.
Incredible album.
And then the most recent one, A&W, yeah. I didn't really get too into. I don't think I gave it that much of a chance, though.
It's a long album, but I really like some songs from there. There's A Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard or whatever. And I also like the one where it's like Heroin is on there, and the song with The Weeknd.
I haven't listened. She does a song with The Weeknd?
Yeah.
That's like a random
dude, collab. That album is crazy. She has a song with Playboi Carti on there.
Oh, A&W. The A stands for Lana Del Rey, and the W stands for Weeknd.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, quick trivia for our listeners right now. This next song coming up, nominated for Best Original Song at the Oscars in 2004.
How do you know that?
Did not win. But this song was made as the title sequence for Shrek 2. And this song is Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows.
Oh, you weren't going to wait for people to guess?
No, I'm not going to wait for you to guess. Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows, like this chart-topping single, was literally written for Shrek 2. And I think that's amazing. I have been listening to this song nonstop all weekend, and I cannot say why or
that's
what inspired me to do it. Yeah, I don't know.
I definitely think of my dad with this song.
Of my dad so much. This
great
is a,
songs for dads.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to my dad with this song. I know he loves Counting Them Crows.
I'm in love. the basic of the life I'd have to live. Unless there are something else I like and take on things and choose it. Thank you, but I have no cash for let's have more and see. 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 Is my vision getting clearer now that I can barely see? Is it more to the transmission that you only wanted? Being the violence of
you just heard A Lifetime Warranty by Cyberbully Mom Club.
That's a club I would like to see come onto Tufts campus.
It fits right hand in hand with Great Songs for Dads.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, there's Great Songs for Dads, and then there's the Cyberbully Mom Club.
I really like the stuff that they do, but that one song in particular. My primary listening platform, don't hate me, is Apple Music.
Boo!
No!
Boo!
But that one song only exists on Spotify. I also have Spotify for the sake of making these playlists, and also Spotify has good playlists. And look, if you want to talk about it, don't hate me on social media. Engage me face-to-face, and we can talk about it.
Say
like
it with
adults.
Your chest, boy!
Say it to my face. But anyway, most listened to song on Spotify was Lifetime Warranty. I don't know why it really does it for me. It's like just like a really muffled acoustic guitar and like female vocalist, and I'm like, yep, that's it.
That's it.
The one.
That's it.
Now we are obviously a radio show dedicated to the people.
To the people, from the people, by the people. So we need to protect our people, and we are protecting them.
With the little PSA. Sorry.
The Tufts Archival Research Center TARC drop-off day, PSA 20. Do you belong to a student organization?
Yeah.
Have records you'd like to preserve?
Not really.
Donate them to the Tufts Archival Research Center for their drop-off day Wednesday, December 13th, 12 to 2 at Tisch Library.
Like this year? This is modern?
Yes, accepting both physical and digital records. Please email archives@tufts.edu with any questions. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Archival Research Center and your friends at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Did you say Freeform Radio? Did you hear that?
Great songs for dads.
I'm going to have to listen back for that one.
Anyway.
It's useful information.
Speaking of archives, that kind of relates to the next album coming up because of the album art. This is going to be Gazillion Ear by MF Doom, produced by Jay Dilla off of his album Born Like This. Very, very heavily underrated Doom album. He is gruff here. He is aggressive here. He has one song where
he is Doom.
He has one song where he's very homophobic. We're not playing that one. It did not age well.
Wait, what does he say?
Oh, he's just like Batman and Robin are having gay sex and it's weird.
Fair enough. Oh, for the listeners, I'm not homophobic.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the album art is like Doom's mask, but it's also an artifact, so that kind of relates to archives. Anyway, this song's super cool, and his flow is awesome.
Won't stop rocking till he clocked on a gazillion grand. Tilling the wasteland sands. Raps on backs of treasure maps. Stacks to the ceiling fan. He rests on his ashes. Ask him after 10 miles and his galashes. Smashes, stashes. Chip on his shoulder with a slip-on holster. A clip, a folder, and his grip on a boulder. Bolster they supposed to know. His show in his aura glow. Get from out the road when he get dough. It's horrible. Time is money, spend, waste, save, invest, a fest. The 10K cave of chicken chest, S. Yes, y'all are double, get your trickles. The best ball is pitching and rub to get a nickels. But tut tut, he bout to change the price again. It go up each time, he blow up like hydrogen. Villain here, album's thrilling in fear. It won't stop top ill until he a gazillionaire. Grill and stare, yeah, your boy had drama. Got him on the mental plane, avoided bad karma. One solar in brand, skinhead, a nigga joke. Plus a brand new chrome smoker with the triggers broke. I thought I told him fire and pins were separate. He find out later when he tries to go and rep it. Took a Jehovah money for an Arabic Torah. Charged in advance, translated and ignored her, sorta. One monkey don't stop, no slaughter. A junkie want a cop a quarter ton run for the border.
know the drill. It ain't worth the overkill, flow skill. Still, there's no drill. Fill a billion 10K bills in this pillar. Fill it when it gets realer. Split the skrilla with Dilla, Dilla. Mix, mix, mix. Do a deal for kicks and get rich quick. Sketch lyric bets about a nick on some Vic. Ick from the drumstick, come with the dumb stick. Sick slick, hidden in a book. The only way they find it if it's spitting in a hook. Listen, don't look now, keep walking. Traded three beans for this cow. Cheap talking, Hawkman, stalking here to we hawking often. Coughing to a coffin, might as well scoff the pork then. He's like Wolf, some say stronger though. Off the top, Jay Strongbow, play along, bro. Wear a mask like yo off the gong show. Flow slow as Mongo, Don Juan Thorn Pro. For your info, when he's not practicing Jim Crow, an actress in some nympho bimbo. He's playing Ray J, the old tape. Doing well, what can I say, like JJ in a gold cape. Fill it to the rim like Brim. Villain, and you won't find him in no gym. Probably a foggy bog with the frogs with a dot on a guard as he squat on a log. Half cocked and half baked. Used to keep a full stock of work, half rocked and half shaped. My mistake, sign a track agreement for more G's than lines and cracks in the cement. In any event, it's fake like wrestling. Get him like Jake the Snake on mescalines. Elixir for the dry throat, tried to hit the high note. Villain since a itsy bitsy zygote. By remote, sending the meat wagon. Bragging MCs packed in with their feet dragging. These stats are staggering. Had his PhD in indiscreet street haggling. Villain, his agenda is clear. Ending this year with dividends to spare here. It's not meant for the seeing. Went through the ceiling after entering his center being. A new meaning to sales through the roof. Guaranteed raw and source truth is truth proof. It's the return of the tramp. Who'll do a duet jam when Ernest goes to camp for the right urn. Nah, I mean like burn. We need some more oil for the machines to burn. Learn. Jiminy Crickets, he gets lucky like winning free tickets off sickly lyrics. One man's waste is another man's soap. Son's fan base know the brother man's dope. A real weirdo with above rear flow. And the way his hair grow was ugly as a scarecrow. He was a mask so the charge won't grab. On a rooftop with a large stone slab. Heads up, talk white and thought niggerish. Refused to walk tight and got his off the vigorous. Black licorice and equally as yucky. How he handled the money was strictly Dan Stucky. Monkey hustle, man on fire. Later for the date than the Hadron Collider. It costs more, it be seeming like a style. Doom leave the competition steaming like a pile. Smile, bing. Sparkling jewels, in effect like alternate side of the street parking rules. Fools, the roach was never dead. Live for a week, then dehydrate with a severed head instead. It was depicted as flicked, split the wicks lit.
We have got to try to find Doom.
Good luck!
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. There is a sign at the sight of thee, there is none beside thee. God in three persons, God in three persons, God in three persons, God in three persons, blessed
You just heard Holy, Holy, Holy by Sufjan Stevens off of his Songs for Christmas sing-along in Hi-Fi Stereo.
I can't say I knew the words to sing along, but it was a gorgeous song.
Yeah, I found this song today when I was perusing Spotify's indie Christmas songs because I wanted to play something that was technically in season. And of course, because Sufjan Stevens has so many albums about so many things, of course he has an album of Christmas songs, and this is one of his original songs. We've talked about it. Nobody's doing it like this, man. Nobody's doing it like Sufjan.
He's one of a kind. He's recognizable from the first second you hear one of his songs.
Literally one of a kind. His voice is angelic. His aesthetic.
Holy, 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 would you say?
His voice is holy, holy, holy. His aesthetic, everything about it. I'm going to probably start listening to this album for the Christmas season and just feel like I'm going to curl up by the fire with some hot cocoa. And my dog.
And wait for Santa to come and whatnot.
Yeah, and I will feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside. We are going to play ourselves out with a song that Daniela picked, but this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Wadio.
And that's and all of that is true, and the song that you're going to hear is Margaritas at the Mall by by Purple Mountains. That Purple Mountains is just like a solo, not a really solo act, but the Silver Jews, their front man, I think David Berman is his name, and this is like another project that he has is Purple Mountains. It's a really gorgeous album. He's just like a depressed, I don't know, 40-year-old guy, who has a lot of deep, dark thoughts. It's very existential. I recommend you listen to the whole thing.
Aren't we all?
And
okay.
For, oh my God, I'm sorry. Like 1 minute.
Yeah, for 1 minute. You're going to hear like 1 minute
Hopefully
of this song.
Hopefully you'll catch a chorus.